New analysis by the China National Coal Association through the first 7 months of this year pointing to overcapacity still remaining a serious problem in this country's coal industry. We get more from CRI's Li Dong.
The CNCA report shows that the country's total coal reserve exceeds 200 million tons, a record high in the past 10 years. The revenue of the coal enterprise is reduced by about 50% on average compared to the same period last year. Vice Chairman of Association Jiang Zhimin says,
24
of the 90 big coal enterprises in our survey are operating in a deficit. This accounts for one-third of the enterprises in the survey. Plus, all the enterprises in provinces and municipalities of Heilongjiang, Jilin, Yunnan, Chongqing, Anhui, and Jiangxi are experiencing losses.
Meanwhile, high prices and low demand has given overseas coal enterprises a big chunk of the Chinese market. In the first 7 months of 2013, China imported a total of 187 million tons of coal, up 14%. Exports declined 22% to 4.9 million tons. In the past 10 years, an overheated market has attracted too many investors into the coal industry. Statistics from the National Development and Reform Commission show that from 2000 to 2005, investment in the coal industry was only 200 billion yuan. But from 2005 to 2010, the figure soared to more than 1.2 trillion yuan. To curb the overheated investment, the central and local governments have made policies to integrate the coal industry by closing small coal mines and developing middle and large ones. But in Shanxi province, one of China's biggest coal output provinces, most enterprises are still operating at a loss. Han Xiaoping, chief spokesperson of China5e.com, an energy information and consulting service provider, says the harsh market may even deteriorate further in the coming years.
The resource integration in many places in China, like closing the small mines and expanding the big ones, have created some super big coal enterprises, which are luring more investment into the coal industry. This is resulting in overcapacity in the whole industry.
Once a coal mine is built, it needs to maintain operation at a certain level to maintain its survival. Excessive production may push the overcapacity to a more embarrassing situation. In the first 6 months, the net profit of the country's large and medium-sized coal producers declined more than 43% from the same period last year. China is the world's largest producer and consumer of coal, with official data showing the country's coal production exceeded 3.6 billion tons in 2012. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.